And this hour, it's Leadership at All Levels with Gail Olofsson. Gail Lowney Olofsson, Director of Corporate Partnerships and Community Relations for the Newport International Boat Show and a Division of Newport Restaurant Group, Adjunct Professor at the University of Rhode Island for 20 years and Salve Regina University for 5 years. Author of Your Someday Is Now, What Are You Waiting For? 100% of the book sales benefit nonprofit organizations, and to date, over $42,000 for nonprofit organizations, a humanitarian and nonprofit advocate. And hello, Gail.
Happy Thanksgiving, Bruce. In the spirit of Thanksgiving, gratitude is our focus for today's show. Currently, while we face significant challenges, it is the holiday season. What a better time to count our blessings. Why not? Let's let our gratitude shine. There's still so much to appreciate and to be grateful for. Did you wake up? Did you have running water, food? Do you get to see your family and friends, whether it's from a distance or virtually? Are you in good health? We live in Newport. We can walk on the Cliff Walk, Bellevue, Broadway, downtown, the trails out in Middletown. We are so fortunate. And today, our three guests know how to assess what is truly important. And they'll be sharing their insight with us today. We have Pat Hastings Burns, an author and spiritual coach. She is the author of Simply a Woman of Faith and the co-author of It's Never Too Late for Love, Manifesting Your Heart's Desire. She is here with her soulmate and husband, Larry Burns, who is also the co-author of It's Never Too Late for Love, Manifesting Your Heart's Desire. And our new friend, Sherry Clark, who is a midlife courage coach, TV host, inspirational speaker, accomplished author, and her practice is called Fork in the Road. So we are going to start today with Pat Hastings Burns, again, the author of two books. And Pat moved to Hawaii in 2000. Larry moved to Hawaii in 2007. Pat retired to Maui in 2011 after a storied career here in Rhode Island. She went to our Roger Williams University. She was a licensed alcohol and drug therapist. She runs international retreats and workshops, even on cruise ships. And what she presently does is a very rich career in as a spiritual life coach, helping women learn how to love themselves, find love, and manifest their heart's desire. Larry, Pat's husband, I've met just a couple of times, and he's a very quiet, insightful man. He's owned several successful food and beverage businesses, managed a large industrial cafeteria, and then he retired prior to moving to Hawaii in 2007. And both Pat and Larry have been on a spiritual path for over 40 years. So it is so wonderful to have the co-authors of a book called It's Never Too Late for Love, Manifesting Your Heart's Desire, that just came out 2 weeks ago, Pat? Was it 2 weeks ago?
2 weeks ago. Yes.
Unbelievable. 2 weeks ago. Yes. How long did it take to write it?
Well, we started it 3 years ago and we put it down for 3 years because we got married. And then about 6 months ago, Spirit put it on our hearts to start writing again. So it's been relatively short it's been about 6 months now that we started again. But we had done a lot of writing 3 years ago. Yeah.
And when you're writing, are you sitting together? Are you sitting together at the same table? Are you in separate rooms?
No, we we are both at our own computers. And the book is written with the perspective of a male and the female. And we address many issues that we deal with in our marriage, and like faith and compatibility, disagreements, ego. It's 33 chapters, and we have 33 issues that we address with both the female perspective and the male perspective. And feedback we received that that's been a very positive way to write the book. So we're very happy.
So what we did, Gail, was so we would each write on a subject and then come together. And then I would edit Larry, and then we would say, oh, no, that doesn't sound right. So it was really fun, especially as in the beginning, it wasn't that fun because I'm much faster than Larry. And he's kind of, well, he's not slow, but he's slower and more.
I'm slow.
You're meticulous.
I would say, we would talk about something, and he'd sit there with his eyes closed, and I'd be like, are you awake?
Let's flash back. Flash back to 2011, because I remember meeting you in line at the American Marketing Association meeting long before that. And then you'd sell your wonderful book. I've listened to it on CD and I've read it multiple times, Simply a Woman of Faith. But what brought you to Maui? I remember when you were talking about it and I'd be looking at you thinking, is she really going to leave for Maui? What brought you there?
Well, when people ask me that, I say it was my heart. And I knew that I was going to meet my soulmate. I was speaking at a church, and this woman came up to me afterward and said that she lived on Maui. And I said, it's always been my dream to visit Maui. She was 85 years old. And she said, well, you can come and stay with me. And she pulled out a postcard, and she lived on the ocean. And she said, you can drive my car too. And it was like, wow. And I had just received the week before I had received a free ticket to anywhere around the world because I had gotten a new credit card. So I visited her for 2 weeks. I didn't know the woman. She didn't know me, but I went there for 2 weeks and I fell in love with Maui. Maui is magical. It's spiritual. Fell in love. I came back the next year for a month. And then I heard Spirit invite me to come to live in Maui for 6 months. And it's like, how can I do that? I don't have enough money. I can't leave my family, my community. And the big voice, the ego voice was, you don't deserve to do something like this. But I struggled and I heard Spirit and I went home and I told my family that I'm moving to Maui for 6 months. And I knew that I was going to meet my soulmate. And people would say, well, how did you know? My heart knew that I was going to meet Larry. So I moved here for 6 months and then I moved back for within 6 months, I was living here permanently. I met Larry at a dance. I asked him to dance, and we became best friends for 2 years. And he knew that I was looking for my soulmate, and he was right in front of me, but I didn't see it. People would say, what's wrong with Larry? You're always with him. And my eyes opened up, and he was right there before me, and he asked me to marry him 3 years ago. Yeah, so
I'll tell you, I have chills right through my body listening to that story, and Sherry's shaking her head that she has chills too. So Larry, what was your reaction? This is your best friend. You're hanging out with in Hawaii. What was your reaction when she said she had feelings for you? That's so brave to say I have feelings for you.
I know. I was shocked. You know, I was just, I had said to her before, I had said, you know, we're lucky we're not in a romantic relationship because it would probably really mess up this beautiful friendship we have. I remember saying that. And so when she informed me that she had feelings for me, it was a head thing at first for me. I became, you know, concern is, you know, do I want to get into it? I had just ended a relationship a while before that I thought was going to be my last one. And I was and I got hurt. And, you know, do I want to risk this? Do I want to risk, number one, maybe ruining a beautiful friendship? Do I want to risk getting hurt again? Will it last? You know, all of those head things, those head questions. And then I dealt with those for a while. And then gradually it went down into my heart. And, you know, there wasn't much. Once it hit my heart, there wasn't much more to do.
Well, I am loving your book. It's Never Too Late for Love, Manifesting Your Heart Desire. I think this is great for anyone, but I know, Pat, you had a person that you bumped into when you were walking on the beach say they bought 10 copies to give this holiday gifts. And I'm on page 25. The challenge with your book is I pick it up and I can't put it down because you talk in such, you're talking to us as the reader. You're so raw and honest and normal. So I'm loving your book. I am up to chapter 25 on gratitude. And when we come back from break, we'll talk more about the book and who it's written for. And sounds good. Thank you, Bruce, for taking us back.
It's Leadership at All Levels with Gail Olofsson.
And today we have the pleasure of talking with Pat Hastings Burns and Larry Burns, the co-author of It's Never Too Late for Love, Manifesting Your Heart Desire, a book that I picked up and read almost straight through to chapter 25. I had to stop. My eyes were closing. It was late at night and so darn good. So, Pat, who is this book written for? Could you tell us a little bit about it?
Sure. Well, the title of the book is It's Never Too Late for Love. I was in my late 60s and Larry was in his 70s when we met. So it's certainly for people who have lost hope on finding love. It's an inspirational story that it can be their story. But it's not only for people who have lost hope on finding love. It's people who are in a relationship and who want to deepen their relationship. Our book is really about what a healthy relationship looks like. So, and the third people that it would be for would be people who are just starting a relationship and don't have any idea what a healthy relationship looks like, and they don't want to sabotage the relationship. So those are the three areas that I think the book is written for.
Excellent. And both of you are very grateful people. That's mm-hmm. illustrated throughout the book. Yet in chapter 25, you write a beautiful chapter on gratitude, and you share what happened on the cruise when you decided not to complain. Could you elaborate on that?
Absolutely. We had decided when we got on the cruise that we would not complain about anything. We had many opportunities to complain, but we just kept practicing being gratitude. And the first one was, we were only on the cruise, I think it was a 2-week cruise, but we were only on the cruise for 3 days and Larry got sick, really sick, sore throat, coughing. And it was so easy to complain. You know, here we spent all this money and we had heard that there were many people on the ship that were getting sick. The doctor said that, excuse me, he had the cough and sore throat for 6 months. But we just kept, and of course, then I got sick after that. But I think it was just like 2 days later, it just cleared up, mine cleared up, and we were able to just have a wonderful time. So that was the first big thing. Why don't you share what happened at the end of the cruise, Larry?
Well, we had booked a hotel room for one day because we got off the cruise at 8 o'clock in the morning and our flight home didn't leave until 10 that night. So we booked a hotel and we got off the ship and got a cab and he took us to the address we gave him and there was no hotel there.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, no hotel. And so he rode around for almost an hour trying to find where this hotel may be. And we booked the room from Travelocity, so we thought, you know, we didn't have to worry about anything like that. But so he finally just said there's nothing he could do. He pulled over to the curb and here we are with 4 suitcases and no place to go. It just so happened that when he pulled over in front of a hotel. So I went into the hotel and I asked if they had any rooms. And he said, you're really lucky. He said, we just had a cancellation. He said, we've been booked all weekend. He said, but we have this room and you can have it. So we it was really, really terrific. We didn't complain about it. We didn't...
When Larry went into their hotel, when he looked at me and I had my eyes closed and I just kept saying, everything is flowing with peace, ease, and grace.
Pat, that's so you. That is so you.
Yeah.
Well, you know, as you talk about peace, ease, and grace, and you talk about gratitude, and it seems like you both have this just you live with this. I want to say you have like this lucky star that you live under, but you bring so much love and light to other people's lives as well. And Sherry Clark, who is our next guest today, shares that gratefulness, that attitude of give versus gain, just like a very, very good person. And Sherry Clark is a midlife courage coach. We're going to get to that. She is a TV show host. I've been watching episodes, I should say, of her television shows. Oh my gosh, from cooking healthy to how to give a great gift to just life tips. I was addicted. She's an inspiring speaker, author, and she believes it takes guts to live the second half of your life for you when you've lived the first half for everyone else. So Sherry, a midlife career coach is a very interesting title. How did you come up with this?
Well, similar to what you just said, when we are, especially I'm talking to women, but men as well, when we are growing up the first half of our lives, we're doing it according to a script. The things that everybody expects of us, you know, you're going to go to school and you're going to do this and you're going to have this job and then you'll raise your children. And what happens, I think, sometimes is that we lose sight of who and what we want and who we are. And so I think it takes guts to be able to bring that back to you.
Absolutely. Why do you think it takes courage and guts to be our best version of ourselves? Shouldn't this be easy?
Wouldn't that be great? No, I think a lot of it has to do with the expectations of society. And we don't want to disappoint others. Even those of us who don't think of ourselves as being, quote, people pleasers, we don't want those who we care about to have displeasure in our choices or in us. And so, you know, if you think about it, someone who grows up in a career like I did, or in a family like I did where my parents owned a business, and the expectation is that I'm going to go into the family business. Or the expectation might be that you're going to do a certain thing a certain way because that's the way that this family does that. And I think the courage comes into being able to say, you know, that script worked great for that generation, but for me, I have a different calling. And yes, that absolutely takes some guts to be able to say that.
Yeah, it sure does. To be able to do that and branch off on your own fork in the road, which yes. is the name of your practice. We are going to take a very quick break. And when we come back, really explore living to our potential, living with purpose. And I'm going to ask you some questions as well. Oh, and there's your wonderful cat, Lotus, right? Lotus the cat?
Lotus wants to be part of this party.
And Lotus can be, that's for sure. This is the best part about Zoom. I see Bruce laughing there. This is the best part about Zoom. So we'll be back for break, and then we're really going to explore this living to our potential.
It's Gail Lawson's Leadership at All Levels, and it's live here on WADK. And of course, you can also find this on the WADK podcast page at WADK.com. And we will be right back. And it's Leadership at All Levels with Gail Lawson.
And we are talking today. And we are talking today to Sherry Clark, midlife courage coach, TV host. And Sherry, we're talking about living the best versions of ourselves. How would someone know when they're not living up to their own potential or living their purpose?
Gail, what a great question. You know, so often we live life on autopilot. You know, especially when we're younger, we're busy doing. We become human doings instead of human beings. And we're busy climbing the corporate ladder. We're raising our kids. We're doing all of those things that society expects of us. And we don't stop and ask the question, am I happy? Am I being authentic? Am I true to myself? And I think that what happens is that we don't take the time to ask the question, or we do ask the question, but then we hurry through the answer because the answer might bring up some scary things. So one of the exercises that I have my clients do on a regular basis is to check in with their hearts and to ask themselves, is this, am I being true to myself? Is this the most authentic thing to do in this moment? And then once you have that heartfelt answer, is to look around and see if you're actually living that. So one of the ways that we might live that, so if you ask the question to yourself, am I living my true purpose? And then do something practical, like look at your calendar and look at how you spend all of your moments, all of your waking time in any given day. And if you say your purpose is one thing, but your schedule belies another, then you're not living in a congruous or authentic life. And those are that's the moment, I think. That's the come to the realization moment that we're all really moving toward.
You had a very storied and successful career in advertising. I'm going to ask you a personal question.
Yeah.
Was there ever a time that you didn't feel that you were your best?
Yeah, there was a time, and here's the thing. I think the reason that I'm good at what I do as a midlife courage coach is I've walked those miles. I didn't come out of the womb knowing exactly what to do or having this attitude. And so like most people who are good at what they do, I've been through the fire. Your mess becomes your message. And so there was a point in time, I owned an advertising agency for 25 years. For the first 15, it was great. It was successful. I was having a great time. But over time, I realized I was miscast in my role. But it takes courage to walk away from something that is successful, where you're making money, where you're doing all these things, and you're getting accolades from other people, and people are flying you around, and you know, you're getting all these kudos from society. And when you're faced with the fact that internally that this isn't me, and you have to do something about it. Well, for me, the moment came, there was one moment, a collision point moment, and that was in church one day. I was sitting in a service on a Sunday, and I looked down at my watch and I started to cry. And I wasn't crying because of the message of the sermon. In fact, I don't even remember what the sermon was about that day. I started to cry because I looked at my watch and realized I had to be back at work in less than 24 hours, and I owned the business. And that was my moment when I said, I am my own jailer. And within 3 months, I had sold my business and gotten out.
Well, now you're giving me chills. Between Pat and Larry and you, it is so true. We get caught up in that every day.
Yeah.
And we have those collision points.
And that's when Pat was speaking earlier, you know, I really resonated with her message about there's something sometimes inside. It's a siren call. It's something that says, everybody's going to think I'm crazy, but I have to do this thing. And for me, my thing was walk away from something that was successful, that was fruitful. I had all of the trappings. I was living the dream. And my friends even said, that's the other thing. The people that are in your circle, the ones that you expect would support you. My friends, I was 53 years old. They said, well, can't you just hang on another 10 years and just retire? You know, you're doing so well. My response was 10 years of my life, I'm going to live just feeling like, okay, I can't do that. And you're not really part of my team if you're even suggesting that that's what I should do. So sometimes it's a lonely walk, but I'm here on the other side. And so is Pat to say to you, if you listen to that internal message, if you can have the courage to say, this is the path I'm supposed to be walking, and you do it, there are fruits of your labor on the other side.
No, that's absolutely beautiful and very insightful. Is it ever okay, though, for people, especially right now in the time of the pandemic and COVID, is it okay to just settle and be where you're at, even if it's not your ideal or vision for the moment?
You know, I would be a bad coach if I said, no, you have to do anything, because at some point or another, we're not ready. And I had alluded to the fact that it took me 10 years to gather the courage, the steam to make the change. So what I would propose is that I'm not a black and white girl. I think that there's always shades of gray in between. And I would say that if you are in a place, if you're listening to this and you're thinking, wow, what they're talking about is resonating with me and I do need to make a change, but the time isn't right for whatever reason, and your reasons are your reasons, that doesn't mean you have to stay 100% in status quo. You can make an adjustment. Remember when earlier when I was saying, like, look at your calendar and see where you're not living your authentic life. Maybe that's where you make your first change. Maybe you just simply stop chairing a committee that you've chaired because everybody expected it, but it's eating into the time that you would be spending doing something else that brings you joy. Just begin to make tiny little steps. Little steps are like saving money. We don't save up for retirement all in one day. We do it a little bit at a time, and making a change in your life, reclaiming your authentic self, happens the exact same way. One moment, one decision. So you're just one little decision, one little adjustment, one uttered phrase away from being a little bit happier.
Absolutely. Love this. So you leave your full-time job that was your company. How long a break did you have before you started coaching, and what made you start coaching?
Well, that's a great question too. I thought I was just going to take a month off and, you know, that sounded like a good thing to do. And I thought, well, you know, I just will relax. Well, it ended up being several months, because what happened is, and again, there'll be people listening, that I was so burned out from holding it together, because you don't realize it, but when you're in a place that's not you, it's taking energy from you. It takes the energy to live that inauthentic life, and it takes the energy to hold it all together. And before you know it, you're exhausted. I slept for probably 90 days. You know, it was just like, I was so exhausted. So yes, I took a little bit of a break, and I became a health and nutrition coach initially. And the reason that I did that was because I'd gone to chef school. I'd gotten certifications. I did those things for fun. And that was what I thought I wanted to do. Well, as I got into it and realized that people, when they needed help with their eating habits, when they came to me and asked, they'd say, I need to lose weight, or I need to eat more healthfully. And then they didn't, even though they knew what they should be doing. Then I realized that the problem wasn't that they knew they should eat broccoli and instead they were eating Doritos. What the real problem was that they were numbing out. They weren't happy in a relationship. Their jobs had gone to seed. They didn't like that. They were, whatever they were doing that was inauthentic, they were numbing out with the food. And I thought, I don't want to work with food. I want to work with the problems that are causing you to numb out.
So when people do their coaching with you, I noticed online you have group coaching or one-on-one coaching.
Yep.
So they can do, how do they find you? How do people find you?
I do a lot of things like this, shows and presentations, and people, you know, they'll find their way. It's funny, just even listening now, if you're tuned in and listening and anything is resonating about finding love, buy Pat's book. There's a reason you're here. If you're feeling like you need some midlife courage, reach out to me. There's a reason you're here.
Yeah. And I agree with that. And also, think about other people in your life. I always tell this to my students. If you're not interested in the job, share that lead with someone who might be. It helps both the employer and you. So there may be someone in your life that's suffering. Buy Pat's book. Call Sherry to help coach them. So we're going to go to break, and then we're going to bring Pat and Larry and Sherry together for our final segment.
Excellent.
Thank you, Sherry.
It's Leadership at All Levels, and that's Gail Olofsson, and thank you, Gail. It's Leadership at All Levels with Gail Olofsson, and let's wrap up with our interesting guests, Gail.
And our Thanksgiving show today is focused on gratitude. Bruce, I want to make sure I have the opportunity to say how grateful I am for you and for Bonnie and for my WAGK family, how great you all are.
Well, thank you.
Absolutely love doing the show. And we have Pat Hastings Burns, her husband Larry Burns, and Sherry Clark, who are all here today for our final segment. Pat, we were talking earlier about your new book, because your first book was Simply a Woman of Faith, that I've already talked, and I'm not promoting it endlessly because I didn't love it. I absolutely loved it and gave it so many gifts. But now this one, It's Never Too Late for Love. What I want to make sure we cover is, what do you and Larry hope readers will take away after reading your book?
You want to start?
No, you can start.
Okay. I would hope that they would be inspired to go within, to know that love is within, to know that love is all around us. Love is all there is. So I would hope that they would be inspired to never give up on love, whether it be in a love relationship, whether it be in a relationship at work or with their children, that love is all there is. And they would be inspired to continue on their path of going within and loving themselves and sending that love out to the world. Choosing love. Go ahead, sorry.
And your book is an Amazon bestseller. So if people do want a copy of it, how do they get this?
Well, they could go to our website, which is simply awomanoffaith.com. And they could, it's on there. Or they could just go to Amazon and put in It's Never Too Late for Love, Pat and Larry Burns. And it, we have an ebook and a regular book.
Excellent. Now, as we wrap up the show today, I'm going to do just a quick fire round of some questions for all three of us, three of you. I'll start with Sherry. If you could give advice to a younger version of yourself, what would it be?
Relax more. The work can wait.
Relax more. The work can wait. Love yeah. that. And Larry, if you could, if you were going to give advice to a younger version.
I would say learn to love yourself, because until you love yourself, you can't love anyone else.
Yeah. And Pat?
I would say live your life to the fullest, because you're not promised tomorrow. All you have is today. So live in the now and live it to the fullest.
I love that. My mom always told us growing up, and I'm lucky I still, oh, it's my mom's birthday today.
Oh, happy
83 years young. She still walks 3 to 5 miles a day. I think she's stunningly gorgeous. And my dad, like, because she's so beautiful, like you, both of all of you, inside and out. And she always told us growing up, live every heartbeat. And again, every time we'd cry or skin a knee, my babju, Polish for grandmother, would say, these are your happy days. She didn't let us cry about anything. So it was a nice way to grow up. So another question is, do you have a mentor? And I'll start with Pat on this one. I'll go Pat, Larry, Sherry. Do you have a mentor or someone in your life who's really influenced you, helped you?
Well, there have been so many people over the years. I have such wonderful women friends that I connect with. We talk every week, and we just share our lives. So it would be my women friends who are my mentors.
Yeah. And Larry?
I don't have any one special person either. But, you know, I've learned that everyone you meet in your life is a mentor. They all teach us something. And I've read some good books. I really started off years and years ago with Gary Zukav's Seat of the Soul. And I read now Eckhart Tolle's books, A New Earth, Stillness Speaks. And, you know, the universe just brings people into your life each and every day that teaches something. And if we're open to that, and as I look back over my life, it's been just absolutely incredible, the people that I've met and what they've taught me.
Excellent. Sherry?
You know, my answer might be a little bit different. I would say my current mentor, because like Pat and Larry, I've had many over the years. My current mentor is my assistant, which is going to sound a little funny because she's 35 years younger than I am. But I learn from her every single day. I admire her, and I am humbled by she puts up with all of my flaws. And so I think she's a mentor to me.
Do you get to, now that's Molly.
Yes, Molly. She's fabulous.
Yeah, Molly and I corresponded as well.
Yep.
Do you get to see her or is it just virtually right now?
Yep. We live in the same community. She's not a virtual assistant. It was important to me that I have someone that I could know. And so we live it takes me an hour to walk to her house on the bike trail. So, and if I drove, it would take me just a few minutes, but because I walk a little slow. But yeah, she's a real life person and we exchange Christmas gifts and love each other. And so, yeah, thank you for asking. And I hope she gets a chance to hear this show.
I hope so too. So as our final question today, and I'll start with Larry on this. And what are you grateful for as you celebrate Thanksgiving 2020?
Wow, that's a great question. And I wake up every morning with a heart full of gratitude. And I live my life that way. I have received so many wonderful gifts in life. I live in Maui. I live in one of the most beautiful places on earth. And this is my place. When I moved to Maui, I knew I had to be here. This makes my life just perfect.
And Pat, what are you grateful for as we celebrate Thanksgiving?
I'm grateful for my husband, Larry, and the love that he shares, that he gives me. I've never been in a relationship like this before. I'm grateful for my family, my friends. I'm grateful for life. I'm grateful for love. I'm grateful that my light is shining brighter than it's ever shined in this time.
And Sherry, the final word on what you're grateful for.
I'm grateful that I was guided to find the courage to live my life for me and that I actually, that I walk my talk and it's never let me down when I follow my own heart.
Excellent. Well, I wish happy Thanksgiving to all of you. Thank you for being here with us today. I thank Lisa Tenner, book coach and author who lives in Jamestown, Rhode Island, for the introduction. We've had Lisa on the show several times. I thank her for bringing us all together. And Bruce and the WADK team, God bless you. Happy Thanksgiving. And I'll see you next month.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you all. What an interesting hour, as it always is, with Gail Olofsson and leadership at all levels.